Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Rocha with The Brutal Truth. Well, we saw something in our country last week that we've never seen in our lifetime. Donald J. Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Jr., and Donald's cast of Republican clowns tried to overthrow our government by trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president. Little did they know, it didn't work. The clueless idiots from Trump's mega world came out of the Congress after they breached it and tried to do an insurrection, saying, "He is not our president. He is not our president." Little did they know that the vote went on and Biden and Harris were certified as president and vice president. But in the meantime, they done millions of dollars worth of damage to our Capitol, our house, the people's house, the hollow grounds. And they tried to overthrow the government where our forefathers had set up this whole process to make sure this overthrow of a government never happened. But Trump has made these people believe that he is the God of gods, that he is a chosen one. And he is not. He is just a demagogue, a racist, a bigot, and a total asshole. But the thing is, until he goes and he goes on TV and tells those people he lied about the wall, the COVID-19 virus response, and the election, they're good. Keep on doing what they're doing. But now we have to worry about these people, the white supremacist groups and the militia people that he brought out the woodwork, that they think they can run around the country with AKs on their chest and they can threaten people. But it doesn't work that way. Like here in Tucson, we get a lot of calls for people with guns. Now, Tucson in Arizona is open carry state and concealed weapon state that you can carry concealed without a permit. But on a good source, I hear that these calls are people walking into like QTs, Circle K's, grocery stores, Walgreens, CVS's with an AK on their chest or a shotgun or AR on their chest, which is totally unacceptable. That's not an open carry. That is not an open carry. That is blatantly trying to intimidate people. Okay? But like I said, our country is going to go through a hard time now. These people think they're entitled. They've got to the point where they go after black people, Hispanics, and talk crap to them. They feel that they're above everyone, that they are better than everyone. And they're not. Then we have the COVID-19 virus, which is gripped Arizona, Tucson, and the world. You can't go travel anywhere. And it's bad. But the thing is, Trump led people to believe it was nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing. But it is something. It's something bad. It's something very bad. Now we have a new type of it that is, you can catch it quicker. It's a little bit harder on the beginning and stuff like that. We've had the Congress try and give us money when Moscow Mitch and Leningrad Lindsay and Teddy Cruz and Josh Hawley and Ron Johnson, Ted Kennedy, doesn't feel we're entitled to the money. Well, let me explain to you guys. That's our money. It's our taxpayer money. We are entitled to that money. Okay? Did they think $600 was going to do us any good? And $300 unemployment? That doesn't do anything for anyone when rents are $1,800, $1,900, $2,800 a month. It doesn't do anything for anyone. So So this is my first podcast of my new format called The Brutal Truth, where I will say it as it is and plain and simple. At this point, Trump needs to be taken out of office. He needs to be impeached totally. And he also needs to be convicted so he never runs for office again. Now, I'm watching the news this morning, and there's chatter about he may move out of the country, like to, I guess, Brazil or somewhere like that, where there's no extradition treaties. That's a possibility. But the shit that's going on with Trump now, Signature Bank is closed his accounts. Boom. No money in banks. Deutsche Bank does not want to do business with him in the future. They're calling the loans. The bottom line is, Trump's world is falling apart. The state of New York and city of Manhattan want him for financial fraud crimes. The U.S. attorney in D.C. and the attorney general should look at him for the insurrection, being an accessory to the death of the police officers and the other people in that get died in during the insurrection of the breaching of the Congress, the Senate. He needs to be held accountable for his actions. He's not above anyone. He thinks he's above everyone. He said, oh, by the way, I can kill someone in the middle of Manhattan and I'll never go to jail. Bullshit. Bullshit. He can go to jail. And he should go to jail. His kids should go to jail. They think they're privileged little pricks that can get away with everything. What we have to find out now is, how much money did he rape the United States for? How much money did he take away from the United States that he stole from the United States of America and used for his own good? At this point, we don't know. We won't know until Joe Biden gets in there and they start doing forensic stuff on it. And that's it. But the bottom line is, this is the brutal truth. We don't know what the fuck he did. So this is my initial podcast. I hope everyone understands what I'm trying to do here. I will hit on issues of Tucson, the state of Arizona, and the United States. And I'll tell a brutal truth on it. So everyone have a good day. It's Tuesday. It's 5:23 a.m. in Arizona. Colder than hell. Oh my God. So everyone have a good day. Bye.